Nigeria, over 50 Boko Haram attacks on Christians in 6 months go unreported. By Thomas D. Williams, Ph.D. on July 6, 2020. Boko Haram Islamic terrorists carried out over 50 different attacks on different communities between the end of 2019 to June 2020. The Church of the Brethren in Nigeria, EYN, has revealed, most of which were unreported or underreported by the media. As Breitbart News reported, in the largest indigenous Christian denomination in the northeast of Nigeria, has reported the slaughter of more than 8,370 of its members, including 8 pastors, by militants of the Boko Haram Islamic terror group. The Reverend Joel Billy, president of the IN, said last week that the church has been the hardest hit by jihadists of any Christian denomination in the country, and along with the deaths, more than half of IN's 586 church buildings were either burned or damaged by Boko Haram. The extent of the attacks, amounting to what many consider an authentic Christian genocide in the country, is exacerbated by the seemingly willful silence of the global media. The Boko Haram factions continue to be responsible for the most appalling violence in northeast Nigeria on an almost daily basis, said Mervin Thomas, chief executive of Christian Solidarity Worldwide, CSW. However, aside from particularly appalling incidents that garner international attention, the majority of these attacks go unreported and unnoticed. Both local and international media outlets must do more to report on the violence which is unfolding across Nigeria, Thomas added. We are deeply saddened by the suffering endured by the IN and its members, and echo its calls on the Nigerian government to take immediate action to mitigate and address attacks by all non-state actors. CSW has provided a helpful partial list of some of the many unreported terror attacks carried out against Christians by Boko Haram over the last 6 months. On December 25, 2019, Boko Haram militants attacked the Bagage Al community in Askira/Ibo/LGA Borno State, killing 9 Christians, CSW notes. Among them were Damjuda Delihis, his 2 children and their friends, who were burned alive in their room. 4 days later, 18 Christians were abducted following an attack on the Mandarajar Al community in Bu/LGA Borno State, in which raiders destroyed the church building, primary school, and foodstuffs. On February 2, 2020, all 3 IN churches were burnt down during an attack on the Leho community of Askira/Ibo/LGA Borno State. On February 20, 2020, Boko Haram raided the Tabang community in Askira/Ibo/LGA Borno State, abducting a 9-year-old boy, injuring a female IN member, and burning down the homes of 17 IN members. The following day, jihadists attacked the Garkida community and torched the first IN church, along with an Anglican and a Living Faith church building. The assailants went on to loot and burn the IN Brethren College of Health Technology, the IN Rural Health Department and its vehicles, and prominent Christian homes and shops, and abducted Mr. Emmanuel Bitrus Tarfa. On April 3, 2020, Boko Haram jihadists attacked Kuburmbula and Kwamtiahi villages in Chibok, Borno State, burning down 20 homes and abducting and later murdering Meshak John, Mutan Keki, and Kapi Yakubu. 2 days later, Boko Haram attacked Musabri in Askira/Ibo/LGA Borno State, looting and burning Christian-owned shops. On April 7, 2020, Boko Haram terrorists stormed the Wamdio community in Askira/Ibo/LGA Borno State, burning 2 vehicles, robbing stores, and killing 5 people. On May 6, 2020, members of Boko Haram attacked the Dabiro, Dakwaema, and Tarfa communities in Bu/LGA Borno State, killing Mr. Adubada, destroying 2 villages, and burning down 2 IN churches. The following week, Boko Haram once again raided Musabri in Askira/Ibo/LGA Borno State, killing Luka Bitrus and slashing Mrs. Iyajua Shibu with a machete. On May 30, 2020, Islamic terrorists attempted to slay an entire family in Kwabila village in Askira/Ibo/LGA Borno State. They managed to kill 3 family members, and the other 3 had to be hospitalized because of their injuries. On June 16, 2020, Boko Haram militants attacked Mbulabam in Chibok/LGA Borno State, abducting a young girl named Mary Ishakunk. The next day, Boko Haram attacked the Kadakari community in Chibok/LGA Borno State, killing 3 and kidnapping 5 young women and girls belonging to IN. On June 22, 2020, Boko Haram attacked the Katakari community in Chibok LGA, killing two and abducting two teenage girls and a 20-year-old woman. The U.S.-based Family Research Council, FRC, recently denounced the bloodbath taking place in Nigeria, as radical Islamists carry on a largely unreported slaughter of the nation's Christians. The dangerous darkness of radical Islam with its genocidal intentions is sweeping across the African continent and is particularly lethal in Nigeria. Leila Gilbert wrote on June 23 in an article titled "The Threat of Genocide Darkens the Future for Nigeria's Christians." In recent decades, tens of thousands of Nigerians have been slaughtered, Gilbert writes, and yet their stories rarely appear in mainstream Western news reports despite the fact that it is increasingly clear that another genocide is already taking place. Last January, the Human Rights Writers Association of Nigeria, HURIWA, appealed to President Trump and Pope Francis to intercede to help stop the genocidal killings of Christians taking place in the country. Spokesmen for the rights group said they had made this decision after a recent string of well-coordinated attacks on Christians by armed Islamists in Kaduna State. Follow at William Srom.